degrees and sunny in Nashville. We expect it to be in the mid-80s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A federal judge is allowing Tennessee's congressional maps to go into effect. The ruling last night was issued in the case filed by a group including the Tennessee Democratic Party. It came less than 24 hours before the candidates are finalized. The judge did not give a written explanation with the ruling. Tennessee Democrats say that this initial rejection doesn't mean they'll lose in the long run against a map they say is racist. Republicans have said that they did not take racial data into account. As of yesterday, there are now four lawsuits challenging the redistricting map. Nashville's legal director, who's led Metro through the latest round of city-state tensions, is retiring. Wally Dietz has led Metro Legal since 2021. He'll remain in the post until July. Throughout his tenure, he's launched a handful of high-profile cases, including four lawsuits challenging state laws that the city said unfairly targeted Nashville. Metro saw some victories, though one case, which could half the size of the Metro Council, is still awaiting a ruling from the state Supreme Court. Dietz also launched several lawsuits challenging funding cuts by the Trump administration. These were often in partnership with other cities and governments. Mayor Freddie O'Connell tapped Tyler Yarbrough as his replacement. She's now in private practice and once was a public defender. Yarbrough is married to state senator from Nashville named Jeff Yarbrough. Tennessee's largest coal ash site could permanently pollute water near the Cumberland River. The Tennessee Valley Authority has proposed capping unlined storage sites for coal ash at the Cumberland Fossil Plant in Stewart County, about 60 miles northwest of Nashville. But WPLN's Caroline Egger says the state ultimately has the authority on the plan.
Improper coal ash storage is dangerous for people and the environment. Coal ash contains substances that are cancer-causing, radioactive, and neurotoxic. The Cumberland coal ash site has unlined pits and ponds, and they're leaching heavy metals like arsenic, cobalt, and lithium into groundwater near the Cumberland River. This is coming from TVA's own monitoring data. Now, the utility wants to close those storage sites instead of paying for it to be moved into a lined landfill. The plan requires approval from the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation. TDEC is accepting comments from the public on the plan through tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.